It is also fitting for us to recall the great sweep of American history, represented in Senator Thurmond's long political career. And it is indeed a remarkable political career. If one will just take the time to look at the congressional directory, he will view with astonishment and amazement the political record of Senator Thurmond. He won his first election as Edgefield County Superintendent of Schools in 1928 when he was 26 years old. Calvin Coolidge then occupied the White House, soon to be replaced by Herbert Hoover, who was elected president that year. The boom times of the Roaring Twenties were soon shattered by the stock market crash of 1929 and the Great Depression that followed. And Strom Thurmond and I remember all about those things. During the 1930s, while President Franklin D. Roosevelt promoted a New Deal in America, Strom Thurmond served as city and county attorney, member of the South Carolina State Senate, and as a circuit judge. The United States entered the Second World War in 1941, and in 1942, Strom Thurmond volunteered for service in the Army. He was a paratrooper at Normandy Beach on June 6, 1944. Returning to civilian life, he was elected governor of South Carolina in 1946, 51 years ago. 2 years later, he ran as the Dixiecrat candidate for president of the United States against the incumbent Democrat, Harry S. Truman. In 1954, during the presidency of Dwight D. Eisenhower, Strom Thurmond became the first and only person ever to be elected to the United States Senate on a write-in vote. Senator Thurmond took the oath of office on December the 24th, 1954, fulfilling a pledge he had made during that first campaign. Senator Thurmond resigned from the Senate on April 4, 1956, and ran again for his Senate seat in the Democratic primary. He won both the primary and the general election and returned to the Senate on November 7, 1956. During his first 10 years in the Senate, Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. When I came to the Senate, Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. I can remember looking up into the galleries and seeing the late wife of Strom Thurmond, who died early in her life, relatively speaking. I can remember coming in that day and walking back and seeing Strom on the back row of the Senate. And I walked up to him, expressed my sorrow at the loss of his wife. In 1964, during the presidential campaign between President Lyndon Johnson and Senator Barry Goldwater, Senator Thurmond changed his party affiliation to become a Republican. And he has been credited with devising the Southern strategy that has so significantly reshaped the Republican Party. In 1981, when Ronald Reagan became president and the Republican Party gained the majority in the Senate after 26 years in the minority, Senator Thurmond became president pro tempore and chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And today, with Bill Clinton in the White House, Senator Thurmond is again president pro tempore of the Senate and chairman of the Armed Services Committee. Now, to to that record of endurance, we should add one further statistic. In 1957, Senator Thurmond set the record as yet unbroken. And I imagine it will be unbroken for a long, long time. For the longest individual speech delivered in the Senate, for 24 hours and 18 minutes, from August the 28th to August the 29th, 1957, Senator Thurmond held the floor. Speaking against the Civil Rights Act of 1957, and as a senator who once held the floor for 14 hours and 13 minutes, and I could have held it much longer, and probably would have held it much longer had I not honored a promise that I made to the then Majority Leader Mike Mansfield that I would give up the floor in order to let a vote occur. I held the floor for 14 hours and 13 minutes. I can attest that Senator Thurmond's exceptional stamina is quite remarkable. And finally, I should not allow the occasion to pass without calling attention to a historical milestone that will be set on December 31, 1997, by Senator Thurmond's colleague from South Carolina, Ernest Hollings. We all know him as Fritz, who has now served for 30 years and 5 months as the junior senator from his state, will then surpass the juniority record of 31 years and 52 days previously held by Senator John Stennis of Mississippi. So we have two senators from South Carolina who are breaking records these days. So I salute both of these distinguished senators. I'm proud to serve on the Armed Services Committee, now chaired by Senator Strom Thurmond, and I'm proud to sit on the Appropriations Committee for these many years. I have worked at the side of Senator Hollings, who has been a fine senator, a very active and able senator. Both of these senators have contributed greatly to the service of their country. So I salute these distinguished senators and their historical records. And I commend Strom Thurmond for his lifetime of public service to his state, to his nation, and to the United States Senate. The hours are like a string of pearls, the days like diamonds rare, the moments are like the threads of gold that bind them to our wear. So may the years that come to you, Strom, such health and good contain that every moment, hour, and day will be like a golden chain.